high school or college? Now, if you use that, keep them up, keep those hands up. If you use that knowledge you gained with any regularity, keep your hand up, otherwise lower your hand. Okay, all hands can go down now. I saw a lot of hands go down. Our 12th grade teacher, physics teacher, Mr. Massimini, will be very disappointed, most of us. But that's okay. Most of us don't use this in our daily lives when we learn in chemistry or calculus or history class or most of what we learned back in high school. But as a society, we've decided that young people should learn something about most of those fields because we think learning about the forces in our universe and in our society is important to living a meaningful life and building an open-minded community, even if it doesn't help us pay the bills, as it were. Teaching and learning are important, and of course, sometimes what we learn in school does help us pay the bills. Our neighbors to the north in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts decided 2 decades ago to invest heavily in their schools, and the economy in that state has boomed in recent years because those students are now adults with the knowledge and learning skills they need to thrive in the 21st century. Teaching and learning are important in ways both tangible and intangible. And yet in today's gospel reading, learning is not what the people are after. In today's gospel passage from Mark, people are flocking to Jesus. Flocking is the right word here, because the gospel says that, quote, they were like sheep without a shepherd. The crowd was such that the sheer numbers were exhausting Jesus and his disciples, prompting Jesus to tell the disciples, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. What were the crowds who were following Jesus everywhere seeking? Mark says, quote, when people recognized Jesus, they rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick en masse to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. So it's very clear what these crowds at least were after. They wanted to be healed. They wanted those among them who were sick to be made well. And as it turns out, they were made well, at least those who got close enough to touch Jesus or his cloak. But at least in this instance, Jesus doesn't actively heal anyone. There's none of that. And then Jesus touched the eyes of the blind man and they were opened. Or even, then Jesus said to the leper, go, your faith has made you well. The people in today's gospel passage are healed because they touch his cloak, rather than Jesus taking the active initiative to heal them. Miraculous healings doesn't seem to be where Jesus is focusing his ministry at this point. So where is he focused? What does he do for the crowds who have come to him? Well, verse 34 says that Jesus, quote, had compassion for them, and he began to teach them many things. Adam Levine is a medical doctor and professor of emergency medicine up the hill from here at Brown, the Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs. He has spent years responding to humanitarian emergencies in Haiti, Libya, and South Sudan, in Liberia, and has led research and training initiatives in South Asia and Africa. He tells the story of being in Rwanda a few years ago and being called to a local clinic by a Rwandan doctor to help a young boy who was having great trouble breathing. Dr. Levine was able to identify that the boy had likely ingested a toxic pesticide, which are commonly stored on farms in Rwanda. He asked the nurse to get the necessary antidote, which was readily available, and the boy's life was saved. He later wrote the following about how the medical community cares for the sick in developing countries. He said, for much of the last several decades, the field of global health has been focused on the material aspects of healthcare delivery in poor countries, building clinics and hospitals, increasing access to cheap medications and vaccinations, distributing bed nets to prevent malaria. All of these things are incredibly important and have certainly saved many millions of lives. But in real there has been an increasing focus on what is arguably the most valuable resource within any healthcare system, human resources. All the medications and supplies in the world won't do patients much good if there aren't doctors and nurses and paramedical staff and community health workers trained to use them and to teach patients to use them. One of the wonderful things about knowledge and training is that they are inherently renewable resources. Unlike drugs and equipment, knowledge never has a stockout, never breaks down, and never stops working when the power goes out. Touching the cloak of Jesus may cure you of an ailment, and that's a wonderful thing. But what Jesus seems focused on in today's gospel passage is teaching the people. Not medical knowledge, we can assume, but teaching that will improve their lives, which is, of course, the ultimate goal of healthcare. The word education comes from the Latin educare, which means to bring out or to lead forth, which is, of course, exactly what a shepherd does for his sheep. So when Jesus says of the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, Jesus' response, the Bible tells us, is that he began to teach them many things. Because Jesus knows that in the long run, learning is what will be of the greatest help. Groups of people that have historically been attacked and had their land and possessions taken from them, and even forced to move from place to place with only the shirt on their backs, such as the Jews of Europe or the Christians of the Middle East, have often prized education as a pearl of great worth, because no one can take it from them. As Dr. Levine says, unlike drugs and equipment, knowledge never has to stop out, never breaks down, and never stops working when the power goes out. None of us will be like Jesus and teach the crowds the way he did. And very few of us will be like Dr. Levine and teach the practice of medicine in places that need it desperately. But we have all learned things throughout our lives that we can share with others. And we can all continue to learn our whole lives long from our brothers and sisters and from the teachings and example of Jesus, who has compassion on us and is our good shepherd.